Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
You know, Susie, we are God's provision in the world. It often frustrates me, especially when I'm working in Sudan and we see such tragedy and children, 1 in 5 children, die of hunger or unsafe water, unclean water. And people say, if God's a loving God, why does God allow that to happen? It's not God's problem. We allow that to happen because Jesus said, the things I do, you will do, and even greater things than these. So as I often say, Susie, we're the only bank account that God has.
Wow, good word. And I read a report somewhere, Mike, that we could actually obliterate poverty today if we each gave a portion of our income to that one cause. Is that right?
Well, you know, one of the things that really it troubles me and kind of surprises me is those of us who would refer to ourselves as Christians who believe the scriptures, who believe the Bible, evangelical Christians, and that's those who profess that the Bible is God's word, only about 2.2% of people actually tithe.
Wow.
10% of their income. So it's amazing. We're so critical of many things, yet it just like Jesus said, deal with the log in your own eye before you deal with the speck in your brother and sisters.
Mike, I knew it was in single digits. I didn't know it was that low. And something we talk about often on Live the Promise is just one of the things that I'm praying for in the body of Christ is a revival of the tithe. Because you think churches and ministries are trying to function on a fraction of what they're supposed to if we were bringing in the tithe. That's not even to mention the poor, the trafficked, the slave. I mean, imagine what would happen if we said, you know, okay, this God that I'm trusting with my eternity, well, I guess I can trust him with my checkbook as well. But there's a massive disconnect, isn't there?
Well, there is. And a lot of times we're frustrated, you know, we're struggling financially. And every faith action must take place before there's a faith result. And like Jesus said, give and it will be given to you. When the disciples came to Jesus, when there were all of those people who came to hear him preach and it was getting towards the end of the day, we read that there were 5,000 heads of households. The people said, Jesus, send them away. Where are we going to get something to eat? He said, you give them something to eat. And so the miracle comes from the people's hand. What did they do? They saw what they had. They gave the meager little boy's lunch, a few fish and stale bread, and they put it in the hands of Jesus. Jesus blessed it. You have to release it to increase it. He then placed it back in their hands for them to distribute. And it's the same when we're willing to trust God and release what little we believe we have. That's the problem, Susie, when people feel they can't tithe. They don't trust God, that God can multiply, that God will be faithful to his promise. We have to release it to increase it, but then not use it for a selfish means, but to use it for God's purpose.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.